Hi everyone and welcome back to the Mystic Podcast. Today we will be covering season 1 episode 17 of The Vampire Diaries and the episode title is Let the Right One In. In the previous episode there wasn't that much action going on, it was a pretty average filler episode, but we switched to today and there was lots of tomb vampire action and we also got to end with the cliffhanger of Stefan drinking lots of human blood. Also, the truth about Vicky is finally revealed, so it's a real throwback back to season 1, episode 7, Haunted, when Vicky dies. The only people that knew of it were Elena, Damon, and Stefan, whereas now the whole town knows that Vicky died. We also get a small Delana moment, and we also get to see Damon and Alaric team up, so lots and lots of action happened in today's episode. So yeah, I did give you guys a brief life update in my previous episode, and I'm actually filming this week's episode pretty early, so it's still Monday of this week, so it's only been 3 days since I last recorded. I don't think there's really that much to update you guys on. I would say that, unfortunately, my Spotify listeners have been decreasing. So basically, in order to get monetized, you have to have 100 listeners, but it's not like of all time. It has to be within 2 months, 100 active listeners have listened to your podcast. And I did say that we were nearly at 50. We were at 49 at one point. Unfortunately, we're back down at like 45 now. So I'd really, really appreciate it if you could go share this podcast with anyone who you think might be interested in, you know, not just the Vampire Diaries, but vampire content itself. And yeah, every listen really means a lot to me, so I do want to thank anyone who has still continued to be an active listener. Currently brewing coffee because it's 8:30 a.m. in the morning, so yeah, the coffee machine is going off, so I'll have my coffee soon to discuss about the plot with you guys. So in today's episode, there wasn't any special guests in particular. I mean, we did have the tomb vampires, but they were literally only in like one or two scenes. But we did get the return of Tyler and the mayor. So Tyler's been absent for quite a while, I would say, especially, and even the mayor as well. Unfortunately, we haven't seen Bonnie in a while. The last episode we saw her in was episode 14. So it's been 3 episodes with no Bonnie. I think the setting is that Bonnie's gone to visit her aunt. She's still in grieving from the passing of her grandma. So yeah, let's take a look at the plot of this episode. So basically, all throughout the episode, there's this huge storm going on. So I mean, I do like to say how Mystic Falls always has an event, some kind of event going on in each episode, and I guess this time it's a storm. And in the beginning, we start with Anna and Jeremy. So Jeremy basically keeps on harassing Anna, saying that he wants to be turned by Anna, and then he wants to be turned, and then Anna is saying she's not going to turn someone who learned everything they know about vampires from Netflix. I mean, this is a reference that would make sense now, of course, but back in season 1, when this was released, it was still 2010. So I'd say this is a pretty early reference of Netflix, because I don't remember Netflix being a thing until like 2013, 2014, or maybe I was just behind, but yeah. So I was like, I was really surprised to hear Anna reference Netflix, because I definitely didn't know it existed when I was a child back then. And so she hears Elena approaching, so Anna vamp speeds off, and we are taken to the tomb vampire lair. And Frederick is making a steak. So the whole time he's talking to Pearl, he's just crafting this steak. And he mentioned something which I thought was very interesting, because he said that if this storm is out, it means that he can go out in the day too. And it does make sense. Like, I never thought about that concept, but it does make sense though. So even though, so I think Frederick doesn't have a daylight ring. So basically with no daylight ring, vampires can't walk the sun. But if it's stormy and the sun is hidden behind the clouds, then technically it means that they can go outside. So yeah, I can't believe I didn't even think of that, but yeah, I came to the realization that, oh wow, so they can go out in the day if there's no sun. It's not the day that's preventing them, it's the sunlight. So if they moved to, like, I don't know, a state or country that was rainy and cloudy every day, technically that means they could walk in the daylight too every day, I'm guessing. Yeah, Pearl is talking about her plans. Like, she wants to go out to the town the next day to find out who's on Vervain, who's not. And she's saying that from what Anna's told her, the players are the same. It's the Lockwoods, the Forbes, the Fells. So it's basically the founding families that are keeping this secret down by generation. The other town members don't really know about vampires at all. And she mentioned the Fells, but we haven't seen another Fell apart from Logan. I mean, Honoria Fell is often mentioned, but yeah, we haven't seen many Fells yet. And she says that, you know, she's trying to prevent Frederick from, you know, taking drastic actions again. So she's saying, we don't hold grudges or resentment. Well, that's not exactly true, is it now? Because she's clearly holding a resentment against Jeremy just because he is a Gilbert. But then again, it makes sense, though. I mean, if she was outed by Jonathan Gilbert, who, you know, they kind of had a thing going on between them, I guess it does make sense. Like, I think even though I feel bad for Jeremy, like, Pearl's just holding this grudge because of his ancestor, I can kind of get where Pearl is coming from. I mean, you can try and be the bigger person, but at the end of the day, it's understandable that she would hold a grudge when she was locked up there for, you know, 140 plus years. We also get a scene of Damon, Stefan, and Elena together at the Salvador house, and Elena finds out about the tomb vampires, and Elena is clearly still mad at Damon about what happened to Isabel, about how Damon turned her. So it's good that they continue these storylines. You know, in some TV shows, they kind of disregard a storyline and everything, you know, is like back to normal again. Whereas Vampire Diaries, I'd say, is pretty consistent, where if they dislike someone, they clearly still hold that grudge. Like, it's all very clear. And even later on, when Damon goes to talk to Alaric, they reference the ring, and everything links together really smoothly. Back with freshly made coffee, and I had to take a small break because I was really, really hungry, so I just had some sweets. So where were we? Last scene we talked about was Damon, Stefan, and Elena. Next, we are taken to the grill. Again, the grill has many scenes in this episode. We have Jeremy and Anna again, this time at the grill. So Jeremy says this really, really dumb comment on something like, does your mom know, like, that you're a vampire? And, you know, Anna laughs it off. She's like, to think that you even think that my mom doesn't know is another reason why you shouldn't be turned. It's not a secret that you can keep. And Jeremy has his bracelet on. So Anna's like, oh, that's a nice bracelet. So she looks at it and realizes that it's a Vervain bracelet. And because Anna says that she likes it, you know, Jeremy offers to give it to her. And I'm not really sure if his intentions are truly pure or not. Like, part of me feels that Jeremy does sort of like Anna. But then the second part of me is like, he's kind of manipulating her into turning him so he can be reunited with Vicky. And he even, you know, admits it at the end. So once you've seen the ending once, it's like, were his intentions really pure or not? So, you know, Jeremy offers to give her the bracelet, and Anna suggests that she keeps it. So you can tell that Anna really genuinely cares about Jeremy, and that's why I just feel so, so bad for her. Also in the grill, Matt is working a shift, and Caroline is talking about how she needs to go to a birthday party. It's her dad's boyfriend's daughter birthday. By the way, we never ever see the dad's boyfriend on camera. I don't think we ever have a scene throughout the whole seasons of, you know, what he looks like. So Caroline is planning on driving out in the storm, which is obviously not the best idea. Like, the fact that they mentioned that scene, like, oh, be careful when you drive, are you sure you can drive? It's pretty obvious that something's going to happen later, which obviously does. Stefan has to go out hunting. He says that something about the attack last night did a number on him. So obviously, because he only feeds on animals, he's fairly weaker than Daemon. He doesn't recover as quickly. And Daemon mentions how there's 2 liters of soccer moms in the fridge regarding, you know, human blood. And, you know, Stefan refuses. So Daemon says, give my regards to the squirrels. So he's out in the forest hunting and the tomb vampires capture him. He's outnumbered. You know, there's no way for him to win. And so Elena keeps getting calls from Daemon. We, of course, know it's probably regarding Stefan, but Elena's still holding that grudge against Daemon. So she's purposefully ignoring him. And I think Daemon assumes that Elena would probably ignore her. So he's outside the Gilbert house. And that's where, you know, he's kind of figured out, okay, Stefan's being captured by them. He goes to Miss Gibbon's house. Well, they go to Miss Gibbon's house together. Frederick compels Miss Gibbons to not let Daemon in. So there's no way for Daemon to get into the house. So Stefan's in the tomb house, but Daemon can't get in. And he runs back to the car. Lena's all worried. She brings out an umbrella. And we have this cute moment, I'd say. We get this cute Delana moment of Elena and Daemon, you know, being in the rain. And, you know, Daemon saying, like, I know how you feel. And for Delana shippers like me, we, you know, these are the scenes that we're waiting for, basically. Meanwhile, back inside the house, Stefan is being tortured. He's being tied by vervain ropes, and it looks really painful. Like, I'd imagine vervain to be like acid, I guess, to humans, but obviously humans can't heal, whereas vampires can. Like, the sizzling sound just makes me think that it's kind of like the same feeling. And Harper, being the kind vampire that he is, disagrees with what they're doing and thinks it's wrong, only to end up getting tied up himself as well. And from here on, I'd say in today's episode, it kind of switches a lot. So it alternates between like the grill, the tomb house, Caroline, and other scenes. So, but I am going to say things in order just because it kind of links together in order. So first of all, we are headed to the high school, not for classes though. They haven't been going to classes recently. They're headed out to find Alaric. So Alaric is back. You know, obviously he was absent in the previous episode. Basically, Daemon's plan is to ask Alaric for help because he has a ring. Obviously, he doesn't want to risk Elena going into the house. She doesn't have a ring. She looks like Catherine. It's like disaster, basically. So Daemon lies and says that the woman at the house can help find your wife. And Alaric, you know, deep down, obviously, even though he was betrayed by his wife, still harbors feelings and love for her. So he's decided to go along with it. And at the grill, again, Jeremy is wanting to be turned. He's saying that, you know, he's thought of the reason why, and it's because he has nothing going for him. He feels empty every day. So Anna's like, oh, okay, so basically you want a pity turn. And she talks about the 4 reasons why vampires turn humans. She says, 1, they need someone to do the dirty work, which is exactly what Anna did with Ben, if you remember. Ben was the former high school student working at the grill who kind of fancied Anna. Secondly is revenge. I don't think we've seen a revenge turn yet, but we do see it. We see it in the spin-off, The Originals, and I'm pretty sure Vampire Diaries will get to see it too. 3 is boredom, and she says that never goes well. For boredom, I'd say Vicky. Daemon turned Vicky because he was bored. He even admitted it. And then 4thly is love. You turn them because you want to be with them for the rest of your life, which is an obvious trope in many vampire movies and TV series. An example, have we seen a love turn yet? Yes, we have. We've seen Lexi. Lexi ended up turning her human boyfriend, who I unfortunately forgot the name of. So yeah, those are the 4 reasons. And Anna's like, basically, you don't fit into any of them yet. I think Anna likes Jeremy, but she knows that Jeremy really, you know, doesn't really truly love her right now, so he doesn't fit into the fourth criteria. And then, you know, a pearl appears in the grill, so Anna rushes off. She texts Jeremy saying it's her mom. And we see Maya Lockwood, and Tyler after many, many episodes. And Maya is warning Pearl, saying the road is dangerous. Maybe it's not a good idea to head out. But she's like, oh, I can take care of myself. But when the server says Maya Lockwood, she kind of changes. She turns back and says, maybe I'll stay in after all. And then she introduces herself and Anna, saying that they're new to the town. And, you know, the mayor is being really friendly to her as well. He's talking to Tyler about how elections are coming. She seems like a rich voter. You can kind of see Pearl and Anna smirking and vampiring. So Damon, Alaric, and Elena are now discussing their plan. So Alaric's agreed, so they're kind of planning this whole thing out. Elena decides that she wants to go as well. Both of them immediately disagree, and then she's like, but it's Stefan, like, you don't understand. And then at first Damon's making fun of her. He's like, oh, he's the reason that you live, I understand. But then he turns serious, and he says, I can't protect you, Elena. He's like, just like that, and you could be dead. And you can kind of see Alaric, you know, looking between the two of them like, wait, is there something going on between the two of you? It's like, it's pretty awkward for him. He's kind of like the third wheeler. And I will say that this does happen in future episodes as well. Future episodes, yeah. Yeah, you can kind of see Alaric being the third wheeler, so get used to it. Yeah, from here on, I think it kind of alternates between the grill, Caroline, and the tomb house. So yeah, we're just going to be keep switching back. So Caroline is in the woods. She's driving. She had to take a different route. Her car ends up getting stuck. And even though it's stuck, she keeps on trying to drive forward. And then, of course, she uses her catchphrase. She's like, oh, seriously? We should make a count on how many times she uses seriously. Meanwhile, Alaric and Damon and Elena are headed to the tomb vampire house. Elena's waiting in the car. She's supposed to be in charge of the getaway car. And Alaric knocks on the door. Obviously, he's a human, so he can go inside. So he makes up this lie on how his car broke down and he just wants to use the phone. So he manages to get in the house. He's led to the phone. Just when you think the vampire is going to jump him from behind, he turns around, stakes the vampire, turns on water and everything so the other vampires don't hear, grabs Mrs. Gibbons, takes Mrs. Gibbons to the entrance to invite Damon in, but it doesn't work. This is one thing that doesn't work. So once you've been compelled to do something, you can't re-compel them to change their mind, if that makes sense. So because Frederick has specifically compelled her, don't invite Damon in, he's a bad person. Even if Damon tries to compel her, it's like that compulsion won't work, basically. So Damon knows this, so he's asking Miss Gibbons, you know, do you have any family, friends, or anyone? And then family, any husband or kids? And she says, no, it's just me. He says, good, and then next snap. So it's not out of caring. Like, he's not thinking, you know, oh, Miss Gibbons has some relatives or children that would be in grief. It's not out of that. It's more about the deed, I think, because he does mention, is there anyone else on the deed? So it's more about, you know, is it worth killing her if he still can't get in the house? Back at the grill, Pearl and Maya Lockwood are at the table together, and they're talking about how the Lockwoods are the largest property owners of the town. And that they obtained lots in 1864. So again, the Gilberts took the apothecary from Pearl, but it appears that the Lockwoods took a lot of the land from the vampires. And, you know, Tyler's venting at Matt. He seems mad that, you know, the mayor is practically flirting with Pearl, and he says, that's not my mother. And Anna, meanwhile, is at the pool table. She's texting Jeremy. So they're kind of texting each other because obviously they can't talk in front of her mom. But it's so obvious. Like, even though they're not talking, they're literally smiling at each other and walking closer. So obviously, So obviously Pearl notices this and she asks the mayor, you know, who is that boy over there? And then it's revealed that it's Jeremy. Alaric has gone back to the car to get more of his bullets and weapons. He notices that Elena's gone, and Elena has made her way to the tomb house, and she smashed the window to get in. And for someone that knows that vampires have super hearing, even in the previous episode when Frederick asked if she was Catherine, she texted to Stefan that that guy called her Catherine because she knew about the vamp hearing, whereas she just smashes the window, which they would obviously hear. But luckily, the tomb vampire that was guarding the cellar had earphones in. And even though these tomb vampires were supposedly from 1864, have been in the tomb for years, they're a stereotypical modern vampire. Like, they're wearing their leather jackets, black outfits, listening to, you know, stereotypical punk slash rock music. Back in the woods, Caroline gets out the car. She's trying to get some kind of signal from her phone. She falls down. And when I first watched this, I thought that she would be attacked by a vampire. That was my assumption. I thought, okay, she's going to be attacked by, you know, one of the tomb vampires. But it turns out that she doesn't. And she climbs up and she grabs onto something thinking it's a branch, only to find it was a human hand. And of course, later on, we find out that this was Vicky's hand. And of course, finding out that Vicky is dead is such a huge shock, devastation for, you know, Kelly, Matt, Tyler, Jeremy. But also for Caroline, it must be really traumatizing. First of all, to grab onto something that was a dead human body, only later to find out that it was Vicky, a girl that you saw every day at school, the grill. And then at the grill, now Pearl has found out that the guy that Anna was talking to is Jeremy Gilbert. She's really mad. So they're talking in the bathroom. And, you know, Anna makes a good point. She says that she's been around a long time. She can look after herself, which is true. Before Pearl got out of the tomb, Anna was a really strong character. She's fended for herself for this long. But for Pearl, it's like she doesn't see Anna in that way. She sees her as she was from 1864, whereas Anna's changed over the years. She had to. And so, you know, Pearl's like, he's not going to like you after he finds out. And then Anna's like, well, Jeremy already knows. He knows and he likes it. And then Pearl slaps her on the face. And Anna storms off and then texts to Jeremy that she'll do it. She will turn him. So I guess this is out of vengeance to her mom, that she will turn him to kind of like prove her wrong. And then Damon and Elena both rescue Stefan and they help Harper as well. So Frederick's starting to get suspicious that things are too quiet. So he tells someone to turn the music down. He gets suspicious it's too quiet, so all the tomb vampires separate to check out each room. Stefan and Elena are headed to the car, and we get this whole, like, vamp fighting scene of, like, these tomb vampires and Damon and Alaric. And Alaric actually helps Damon. So Stefan and Elena are finally inside the car, and they find out that the key's been stolen. Frederick comes out of nowhere, and he's fighting Stefan, stabs Stefan, and Elena stakes him from behind. But because he wakes up later, I'm guessing it wasn't strong enough or it wasn't in the heart, so he's not dead, he's just, like, passed out for a while. Meanwhile, Damon and Alaric are planning on leaving the house, only to find that the tomb vampires are scattered outside everywhere. They only have one tranquilizer dart with the vein left, so they go back into the house. Meanwhile, Matt is back home. He's with Kelly, and Kelly seems to be attempting to turn a leaf, so it appears she's made casserole for Matt. She's trying her best, and she's like, this time I really mean it. I'm really gonna try. And, you know, just when you think, oh, okay, Kelly's finally going to make an effort, Caroline and Sheriff appear at their house. They ask if Matt's mom's home. And from us, we've seen that Caroline saw a body. So here you can kind of make the connections that, oh, okay, the body was Vicky's. But from Matt's point of view, I kind of feel like he might think, oh, okay, my mom's trying to turn a leaf, but she's obviously done something wrong. That's why the police are here. The mayor also receives a call at the grill. He finds out that Vicky is dead, and Jeremy and Tyler both find out as well. So back at the tomb house situation, Elena is offering Stefan some blood because he's so weakened. Also, Pearl returns to the house and she's like, what have you done? And then Damon's like, no, it's about what your vampires have done. So now Damon has the upper hand because he can use this as leverage. He can say, well, Stefan got kidnapped and you need to keep them under control. Like I said, Frederick wasn't stabbed in the heart, staked in the heart, so he's not dead. So he wakes up, he tries to kill Stefan, but of course Stefan is way, way stronger now that he had some of Elena's blood. So he kills Frederick without even hesitating, without any struggle, and he keeps stabbing and staking him multiple times. And Elena's like, I think that's enough now. And then he turns around and growls at Elena. And it's something that we've never, ever seen before between them. Even Elena says this later on, but it's like he's a completely different person. So this is our first time that we've seen Stefan on human blood. But you can see the personality change is huge. With Damon, we don't see that. With Lexi, we don't see that. But with Stefan, it's like a completely different persona. And so when they go back to the Salvador house, things are kind of really awkward between them. And Stefan is saying, you know, they were saving each other's lives and that everything is going to be okay. So he's reassuring her. But of course, at the end of the episode, we know that everything is not going to be okay. So we have our last few scenes of the episode. First of all, we are taken back to the Donovan house. You see Kelly and Sheriff next to each other. Kelly's in tears. And even though Kelly and Sheriff aren't the closest, you can kind of see that, you know, the Sheriff's, you know, attempting to be comforting, I guess. And Caroline's really making an effort. She's making coffee, offering it to everyone. Even Jeremy and Tyler are there too. And Caroline goes to Matt and you can see she's about to ask, are you okay? But then is like, wait, there's no way he's okay. So she changes it to, is there anything I can do? And then Matt's like, there's nothing. I just want to be alone now. He says that, he walks out the room, but as soon as Elena walks into the house, he hugs her. So you can kind of see that, you know, there's this different bond between Matt and Caroline and Matt and Elena. And you feel really bad for Caroline, but I kind of feel that she understands in this moment. And then we're taken to our last scene at the grill. We have Alaric and Damon, and Damon's like, that was fun, and you have to admit that we were badass. And Alaric just hits him. And Damon's reaction is, it happens. So even though they worked as a team, Alaric is obviously number one, initially pissed off with Damon because of everything that happened with Isabel. And secondly, he's also pissed off because Damon essentially tricked him to get him to help. And, oh, sorry, there's two more scenes. So we have one more scene between Anna and Jeremy. So Jeremy is back home. He's ripping up all of the articles about, you know, humans being drained by blood. And Anna realizes that Vicky was the reason that he wanted to turn. And he doesn't even deny it. So he looks away, looks back to try to say sorry, and we realize that Anna has just disappeared. She obviously feels used and manipulated. And then the very last scene, the cliffhanger that we are ended on, is Damon coming back home to find blood bags everywhere. So he's walking through, we see empty blood bags, and then we see Stefan. And you kind of see this knowing look between them. And obviously because Stefan's had this struggle with human blood before, they last saw each other, I think it was the 80s or 90s, they said in the pilot episode. So I think Damon's dealt with this before, he knows. That things are gonna go south quickly. So yeah, that was the end of the episode. I did rush through the later part pretty quickly. So let's take a look at the IMDb reviews, some trivia facts, and then my final thoughts. So on IMDb, this time, this episode was ranked 8.6 out of 10, which is higher than the previous two, which is understandable because there was lots of action and previous storylines have managed to being put to an end, for example, Vicky. So some comments on the reviews, some people said that they really enjoyed Damon and Alaric team up together. I did as well. Another person mentioned that it was like a classic horror movie atmosphere, the whole stormy weather and the vibe, the aesthetic. Some reviews also said that they miss Bonnie. there's not that many trivia facts. I'd say there's only two that I found. So the first trivia fact said this is the first time we see Stefan's addiction to human blood, and this is only going to continue in later episodes. Another first time is this was the first team-up of Damon and Alaric, and this is going to become a thing in future episodes. So right now it's hard to imagine Damon and Alaric teaming up, but even though they dislike each other, Alaric is, you know, practically like a vampire hunter, so he's not really gonna miss the opportunity to, you know, kill some vampires. Oh, there was a third trivia fact I found. So I was looking at the body count on Vampire Diaries Wiki. They have it every episode. And apparently at least 11 tomb vampires were killed by Damon and Alaric. So they make a pretty good team, I think. So for my final thoughts, I'd say I really, really enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed it so much better than the previous one. Like, every single character's storyline I'm interested in. Obviously, I mean, I've said before that even though I really think Stefan and Elena are like this sweet, cute couple, I am a Damon and Elena shipper. So just those small scenes that we saw, like in the rain or with Alaric, like I just really like the moments between them. I also really enjoyed the Damon and Alaric team up. And even in the ending, when Alaric ends up hitting him, like, even though they dislike each other, you can tell that they're probably going to end up teaming up more frequently in later episodes. Of course, the cliffhanger it's left on, you know, Stefan on human blood. I'm finally, like, I'm so excited to finally be able to see the storyline, because up until now, we've seen Stefan in this, like, uptight person. And I think that it's because he has this addiction on human blood, it's why his personality is more uptight and serious when he's sober, because just one slip up and he's back on it again, which we saw, you know, just one sip of Elena's blood and he's back to being addicted again. Had to close the window because the drill was noisy. And so, yeah, another thing is, now that, you know, Anna realized that Jeremy was just using her, is she maybe going to take her mom's side now and try to take the town down? Also, you know, with Vicky dead, there's so many consequences that can be considered for each character. So now that everyone knows Vicky's dead, first of all, Kelly was planning on turning a new leaf, helping Matt, but also, she's an alcoholic. She's probably going to down spiral after this. Will she be able to get back from it? Secondly, you know, Matt and Caroline were in a good place at the start of the episode, but this could cause him to distance himself again from Caroline. Thirdly, what is going to happen to Jeremy? Because he was compelled that Vicky left town and she's okay. So maybe he's going to get suspicious that he, you know, something's not adding up. So the next episode, season 1, episode 18, the episode title is called Under Control. And this can be taken in multiple ways. So the ways I interpreted it is, number one, of course, Stefan's addiction, because they literally end the cliffhanger on that. And number two, I think it can also mean the tomb vampires, because Damon does mention to Pearl at the end that Pearl needs to keep better control of them. And there is some tomb vampires that are still alive. So I think my interpretation was those two meanings. And I do want to mention that I will be taking a 1 week hiatus. So next week we will not be covering episode 18. We will actually be covering two movies in one episode. The episode title of today was Let the Right One In. And basically it's based off a movie. So there's two movies, a Swedish movie, Let the Right One In, and then the American remake featuring Chloe Moretz, which is called Let Me In. So I'm going to be watching those two movies sometime this week and then recording a podcast on those two movies. So just a 1 week hiatus, but then after that, we will be taking no breaks. We will be finishing the whole of season one together. And after we finish season one, all 22 episodes, I have about 5 episodes that are based on season one, like a character special, storyline special, music, costume special. So yes, lots of content to look forward to. And I can't believe that we're finishing season one. It feels really crazy how time has passed. Judging from my calculations, as long as I don't take any emergency breaks, we're probably finishing season one in about August, I'd say. We can start season two in the autumn time. Finally, for my favorite and least favorite character segment, my favorites, oh my gosh, this is so, so hard to choose, but I'm going to have to go with Damon, Elena, and Anna. So obviously, because I'm a Delana shipper, as I keep mentioning, I'm pretty biased and I end up choosing those two as my favorite characters. That doesn't mean I don't like the other characters though. I love every single character. But I did have to throw in Anna as well because I just feel so, so bad for her, both with her situation with her mom and her situation with Jeremy. So like I said, since episode 14, I've really taken a liking to Anna, and yeah, she ends up being one of my favorite characters, I'd say, for season one. Least favorite characters would have to be Frederick, of course. Of course, Frederick. And secondly, I'm not sure if this is a popular or unpopular choice, but I'm going to have to go with Jeremy. I get that he, you know, was grieving over Vicky, and, you know, Vicky's his first love, but I still don't like how he was just using Anna, and he wasn't really thinking about the consequences of, like, what happens after you turn into a vampire. He thinks of it as a really light choice. So I'm going to have to go with Jeremy as my least favorite as well. So yeah, that's the end of today's episode. I think today's episode, it was a really good one, but I did brief through it pretty quickly today. So I'm going to end today's episode with my favorite song of today, which was All You Wanted by Sounds Under Radio. So if you haven't already, please, please save, follow our podcast, give us a review on if you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It really, really means a lot. And oh yes, I forgot to leave you with my question of the day. So yeah, I'll leave you with two questions actually. So one question is for first-time watchers: what do you think will happen with Stefan and his blood addiction? The second question is, do you feel sorry for Anna? Because I think some people would probably still hold a grudge against Anna because of what she did. Others, like me, feel sympathy towards her. So those are my two questions. So if you've already watched the series, you can go ahead and answer the second question. So for Spotify listeners, you can just put in your answer straight into the Q&A box, which should just be somewhere on the episode page. For Apple Podcast listeners or any other streaming services, please go check out our Instagram at The Mystic Podcast. You can always DM me that answer or anything. So yeah, that's the end of today's episode. I will see you next Sunday. Thank you. All my friends.